matziv that we're in now, there's a mission of us that the Nefesh HaChaim says a big yisoid in. You want to do the mission of this, that the Nefesh HaChaim gives a big yisoid in, which is mamish negeya to the matziv. As the mission of this, kisha'ata mispalel, al-tas tfilos ho'kva, el-rachamim v'tachnunim lefnei amokom baruch hu. When a person's davening, he should be very, very careful. He shouldn't make his tefillah bo'ayfin kva. What does it mean, tefillah bo'ayfin kva? I daven every day. As I daven now too. I've been saying tilim for kamat a year after davening. As they're saying tilim now too. There's so many matzavim in klal yisrael. As we're just doing the standard, we're davening the same way. Shachris, tehillim, just we kva. We always daven. And that's the biggest sikun in tefillah. Because tefillah, in order to be potent, in order to be powerful, in order to be poyel, it has to be done b'derech shel tachnunim lefnei hamachon. It has to be b'derech tachnunim. There are certain times where it's easier to daven b'derech tachnunim. And that is, in the zman we're in now, where they are yidden that Le'alenu abi nifter, which everyone is a pain in the heart. We don't want anyone to be hurt. And even the ones that are a nifter, the hezek is going on, tremendous damage. People are being hurt. As every yid feels for every other yid, we're one neshama together, as we want everyone to be safe. As now is a time we could open up our hearts and daven for everyone and for ourselves. We could daven that everyone should be safe and we could really feel it. It's a zman which is, who knows what's going to be. Yes. As it's something that's very important. Now, people could sometimes say, like, you know, there's a certain, the people are very, like, not into it, not being misoirer, and it's basically what I feel, maybe I could be wrong, is if you people have like a protective coating, they don't want to get too nervous, so what do? They sort of like protect themselves by making to feel like everything's okay, and it definitely has some tellus to it, but it has a danger to it also. And that is, when a person is too, like, not feeling, it's not good. We have to have a little bit more feeling. As not asking anyone to go into, to be paranoid. I think there's a long way between paranoid and having a little bit of feeling. And it's such a chaval that we can't take the step there. All it needs, believe it or not, is with a little bit of thought, I really feel everyone can do it. It can daven with a little bit more kavana nowadays. A Shema Kolenu and Shemana Esrei with a little bit more kavana. Different tefillahs you could choose on your own, what you connect with. But it's so important to try to connect now. And it's in two things. Number one, to feel the tzairich. We need hagana. We need shalom. We need shmira, number one. And number two, the other angle. Who are we davening to? Hashem. Hashem is Melech Olam. And this is the first angle that we said is on the Mishnah. The second angle, the connection to Hashem, we're going to see the aside of the Nefesh HaChayim. But before we go weiter, we just want to add one more Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Davvava Midbeis. Tefillah is Dvarim Ha'ayimdim B'Rubay Shem Olam. The power of tefillah, the koyach of tefillah, is tremendous. Kol kach habi yeshuas, nifl in klal yisrael, al yedei tefillah, for every person, ledoirei doiras. Ubnei adam mizalzlem ben. It's one of the things that people are mizalzlem ben. Not because people are bad, people are good, but when you do it all the time, in general, you're going to be mezalzel in it. You're not going to feel the importance of it. V'oi, it's very hard for us to connect to the importance of it. I'm just saying words. I'm just a pashat yid. What difference does it make? as Chazal are megalit us, human nature is to be mezalzel bad. Of a person could raise above it. And the way to raise above it is, in this matzah, if we could connect to it on a totally different level together, let's remind ourselves the tremendous koyach of tefillah throughout the doiris. Al shloisha dvarim ha'aylum oimid. One of the amudim is avoida, which the Rabbeinu Yonah brings from Chazal, is tefillah. When the world starts shaking in any way or form, what keeps the world going is tefillah. As Havoy, let's be nischazik together in this tufa, in the amud of tefillah. What does it mean to be mischazik? Let's daven with more leiv. Let's daven with more feeling. Eza avoida she believes. Zot the Gemara in Tainis Dav Beis. Avoida she believes u tefillah. Avoida, when you daven and the leiv's not there, it's missing the ikar. It's sad. With a little bit of thought, a little bit of his blindness, we could really daven a little bit better. We know we all can. As Havoy, let's try to be makabel, to be mischazik together, to daven with more feeling. Number two, how do we turn to Hashem? Because that's what this Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Gimel is teaching us, a huge yesod. It's a yesod in tefillah, it's a skula, and it's a yesod in life. All packed up in one. Zot the Nefesh HaChayim. Actually, we'll make a little bit of Hakdama before we see. The Gemara in Tainus, Chafei Amid Bey, says a story. The Yidin were in a matzev, there was no Geshem. And in those days when there was no Geshem, there was no water, it was Sakanas Nefashis. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol got up and he davened 24 brachas. They had an extended Shmona Esrei, which was very powerful, but it didn't work. And Rabbi Kiva got up and Rabbi Kiva said two Avinu Malkenus, and it started to rain and pour. Nifladik. You see the kayach of two Avinu Malkenus. Didn't even say the whole group. Rather, the Beis Yosef brings the Kovai. This Gemara is the marker that we say of Avinu Malkeinu. Because Rabbi Kiva got up. It's not like the other Tilis, Anshei Knesset Agdeila, were Mesakin. One Yid got up and poured out his heart, and the Shemayim opened. The Gemara, the Chazal, the Medrash says that in Mitzrayim, there was one lady that she was working in the tit. And she lost her baby while she was working in the tit. It was in the ninth month. And she cried to Hashem, Mizeh Yotza Hagula. Who's the lady? We don't even know her name, because it doesn't make a difference. Every Yid has a koyach. His tefillahs, one tefillah of a Yid, penetrates so powerful. As Rabbi Kiva said a tefillah that, wow, the mamish penetrated. The Basko Yotza, Loi Mifneshes E Godel Mizer. Rabbi Eliezer was the Godel Hador. Rabbi Kiva wasn't the Godel Hador at that point. Loi Mifneshes E Godel Mizer. What was his tefillah? What was the Avinu Malkeinu that he said? Ein Lanu Melech Elo Ata. What were the powerful tefillah of Rabbi Kiva? All we have in the world is you, Hashem. Those words of Rabbi Kiva. What was the second Avinu Malkeinu he said? Asei lemancha. Do it for you, not for me. That tefillah of Rabbi Kiva, it started to rain. That hakara. We don't have an army. We don't have Mr. Trump. We don't have tanks. We don't have planes. Every army, every tank, every plane. We don't have a Mossad. Every idea that they thought of and that worked was only because Hashem was behind it. Every siyatid, every hatzolah and hatzlocha that's going to be in the future is only with Hashem's help. It's all Yad Hashem. And that's one of the biggest koshim in the dar we live in now. Because we live in a dar where we listen to the news. And that's not what they're saying in the news. Hashem did gewaldigus yada d'shvaya nisim v'nefloyes. That's not the way they talk in the news. They don't talk that way. We're not used to looking at the world that way. It's very, very important that we as Yidden, we know the truth. We know that everything going on in the world, every move, every thought, every feeling, every bomb is Biyad Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim ve'ein oid melvadoi. You know, we say it many times, but to live with it and feel it is a totally different madrega, is a totally different level. Yet, there are certain times when you could really be in touch with it. When a siren goes off, okay, first thing you have to listen to Tov Lander, you have to go to the Miklat, yes, okay, and you have whatever they say, 2 minutes, don't run, okay. What are you thinking on the way to the Miklat? Hashem hu Elokim ein oid melvadoi. Hakol biyad Hashem. Where that missile's gonna hit? What's gonna happen? Hakol biyad Hashem. Shetei d'locha. It's very calming. It's unbelievable feeling inside when you know, when you believe, when you connect to it, especially at a time where the sirens are scary. The mice and noise is noise. It's a scary sound. Especially when you hear what's going on. As now is a time you could connect on a whole different level. Really connect to Hashem hu Elokim ein oid melvadoi. Ela rachamim v'tachnunim, the words of the Mishnah, lefnei hamokom baruch hu. Zot the nefesh achayim, why am I davening lefnei hamokom? Because the shame of Makom, Shar Gimel Perik Aleph, the shame of Makom is who is Makayim Shel Olam. Everything in the world is him. Then I daven Berachamim V'Tachnunim. Because he's running everything. I have who to talk to. I have who to daven to. Everything is his decision. As Rachamim V'Tachnunim Lifnei Hamokom, he's deciding everything. That's the beginning of Shar Aleph, where he hits the big punchline of the Skula Nifla that we've all heard of, and it's good we heard of, but it's good to hear it again every time we touch into it, especially when you're in a matziv like now. You could really connect to it on a different level. He brings the Kayacha Reb Chanina ben Daisa. I one time heard a Chassidish speaker that he said the first Chassidish Rebbe in the Gemara was Reb Chanina ben Daisa. He was the Maifis Macher of the Dar. Yeah, it's about the different, yeah, that's a Chassidish Avot. Avina Shvi. Before the Baal Shem Tov, but the first Chassid, Chassidish Rebbe, was Chanina ben Daisa. He managed did Niflois with his Tvi. As one of them is there was a witch, a Machshefa. And in those days, Mashefa is not like the magic strobes that you saw when you were a kid. It was a real kaya, like they call black magic, the real stuff. You know, they take the coffee and the real stuff. Yeah. Oh. Okay. And it was dangerous, and they hurt many people. But Reb Chanina ben Daisa said, Hashem hu Elokim einoi melvadoi, and this witch could not touch him. Even though she had damaged and hurt and killed many others, but Reb Chanina ben Daisa, she couldn't put her hands on. She couldn't touch him. Zot nefesh achayim. Because when a person believes, Hashem hu Elokim ein oid melvadoi, there is no koyach in the Bria that can do anything to him. And everyone heard when the Brisker Rav went out of Europe, as the Brisker Rav, when he was in the car, he was thinking, Hashem hu Elokim einoid melvadoi. And there was one second where a Nazi stopped him and he put his head in the car. And then all of a sudden the Nazi pulled his head out of the car. And Rebbe asked his father afterwards what happened. He said, in that second, I stopped thinking, Hashem, I withdrew to explain what they did. They were in the Warsaw ghetto. They drew out of the ghetto. The Nazis had the place surrounded. No one could get out. Hashem Elohu Elohim got out. Now, so everyone to Hashem Elohim and get out. You really got to believe it. The Brisker Rav really believed it. It worked. Now, so what he's saying is you gotta be the Brisker Rav. No, everyone could have Shaychus, everyone on their level. The more you connect with it, you'll be surprised how much every person could connect to it on his level and how of a Shmira it could be. Yeah. Now, this is a Gewaldige Skula, but there's an extra point. There's a Nifladige Knech at the Nefesh HaChaim. This is Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel, Perik Yud Beis. In Perik Yud Gimel, there's another Hosafa that the Elam, I don't know why they don't do Perik Yud Gimel also. Vizeh Hoya Indian Avoides Ha'ovis Kol Yameyem. Umishum ze aavis hein hein arekava. We think Hashem Elokim is a skula when we're in danger. No, Hashem Elokim is life. Is our entire life. This is our avoda to come to this madrega. In Perek Yud Beis, he says that's what we're doing in Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What are we doing? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ein oig milvadoi, ein shum koyach in the bria. That's why if the tachnun we say shayme yisrael, shayme she'eris yisrael ha'aymrim shma yisrael, shayme goyechod ha'im Hashem elekeinu Hashem echod. That's the skula niflo of kriyishma. That's why the Gemara in Saita says Golias came out to fight against the Yidden in Zman Kriyishma. He came out when they started from Alois HaShachar and he stayed till 9 o'clock. Why? Because he knew the Yidden say Kriyishma, he's goner. As he wanted to say Kriyishma. As what did the Iranians do? They send bombs in the middle of the night that all the yeshiva bachurim should sleep through Zman Kriyishma. Now you're gonna say, it's a joke. The Iranians really have that kavana. Golias didn't have that kavana either. The Samach Aleph, which is behind him, has that kavana. But that's why he sends it at night. He wants the yeshiva bachurim to be tired by day because he knows when they're learning, as they're, they don't have this chachma. The koiches behind them know the matzav. Vinejvi, that's the koyach when we daven. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, let's energize ourselves with emuna and bitachon Hashem Echad and everything that's going around me in life. When we're going to the miklat, when we hear the azaka, when we hear that siren, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's an opportune time to connect in a deep emotional way that you can't do the whole year. Now's a tremendous opportunity. And this isn't just a skula nifla. It lifts you off in all your avodas Hashem, in your whole connection to Hashem. Because the more you feel you need Hashem, the more you're a different yid in everything you do. Tefillah is more meaningful, Torah is more meaningful, Hashem is more meaningful. Hashem's alive. He's real. You feel him, you connect him. Va'oid, it's a skula nifla to have Yeshuas and Klal Yisrael. In his man, where on one hand we see Nisim v'niflois, but we also see Din being Shoilet. We also see Nebuch. As Avoy, let's be Nischazik together in Tfilah, to daven with more Kavana during the Tilim, during the tefillahs, during the Shema Kaleinu, during Atap, whatever tefillah you want, start a little bit more connection. And overall, in general, in Hamakom, Hashem Hu Elokim, twice by Kriya Shema, Hashem Echad. And that's the Kabbalah's Olmal HaShemayim. He's the Melech, he's in charge of everything. Oh, I'm a Kabbal Torah and Mitzvahs in a whole different oifen. I'm working for the boss. I'm working for the one who's Kaveya, everything in charge. It's a different Kabbalah's Olmal HaShemayim. I really feel Malchus Shamayim. And in the tefillahs, he's the one that can help us. He's the one that could save us. He's the one that does everything, and he's the one that will do everything. All the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael should be Oilo, because Avinu, he's our father. Malkeinu, he's our melech. No one else is in charge. No one else has the love, the Ava that he has. Ein lanu melech el ota. He's calling every shot in the world. Asei lamancha. Raw Ava. Raw chesed. We don't deserve it. Now, so many people say, how can I daven? I don't deserve it. You're right. Daven anyway. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear your voice. Like Rabbi Kiva Davin, Limancho. That we all could do. When a father has a child that calls out, the father doesn't think like, does he deserve it, does he not? He's crying. He needs help. Hashem, le'ela, le'ela, nerachamei Hashem. As Hashem Yaza, we should call out. And most important, we should have Yeshuas, Gedolos, and Klal Yisrael. People start saying, is it Zman HaGula? Is it not Zman HaGula? First of all, no one knows. That's one of the questions no one can answer. But there's one thing we all can do. It's a matziv amisugal, we could bring the gula. And that's why no one could answer. When we call out to Hashem in these matzavim, every call brings us closer to the gula shlema. Because the more we call out to Hashem, the more he's megale himself and his gaelos. As these tefillahs are so powerful, they can make such a big difference. So be mischazik in tefillah, and be'ez Hashem, we should be zeichet to gulos v'yeshuos l'kol klal Yisrael.